294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Before there were cell phones, there was something called a phone. We now know it as a landline phone.
Hello,
telephone line.
Yellow.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call?
Get on the phone.
Make a phone call, right?
Hanging on the telephone.
All you have to do is you pick up the phone.
You call us.
Got us a landline telephone?
Gotta make a phone call.
Here's my number, so call me,
if you're under 30 and own a landline telephone. Three people. There we go.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The Dow closing up 1,167 points, offsetting more than half of yesterday's losses.
This idea that President Trump is considering, or rather launched the idea in a meeting this afternoon, of that zero payroll tax cut for the rest of this year, certainly giving this added boost to the markets.
The Fox Business Network's Deidre Bolton at the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also rebounding. Six states holding contests today for the Democratic presidential nomination. Michigan is the biggest prize up for grabs.
Sanders beat Hillary Clinton there in 2016, but the state swung for Trump in the general election. So to pull out a win, Sanders will have to appeal to working class voters in the Rust Belt. And while one key endorsement from Reverend Jesse Jackson may help Sanders with African American voters, Biden still has the edge with that group.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America is listening to Fox News.
Everybody's got their pennies in a wad over this coronavirus thing, but I personally think it's the best thing since sliced bologna. You see, I got a mean smoker's cough, and now when people hear me hacking, they just assume I'm more contagious than a piece of cruise ship sushi, and they get out of my way real fast. Just yesterday, I was in Walmart in a WWE level smackdown over the last roll of toilet paper, and we was pulling hair and rolling around on the ground, but when I started hacking, she dropped that toilet paper faster than you can say COVID-19. And it don't only just work at Walmart. I walked into Waffle House Sunday, and there's a 20-minute wait. Well, a few later, and all the people waiting cleared out of there, and I was left to enjoy my value dollar T-bone in peace. So with this whole coronavirus thing, it's like the old saying goes, when life gives you communicable diseases, make lemonade. Something.
Menthol Meredith. You may not agree, but she's got an opinion on everything. Very
she's
topical.
Funny.
It is 4 minutes after 4 o'clock. Larry Stevens in the house with us this afternoon, and Clint on the phone.
Good day, sir.
Hey, Clint, what's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to wish you Godspeed to South Florida.
Thank you.
And Godspeed to you and your family.
Appreciate that.
So, get things worked out. Be all right. But your host... I don't know who this guy is.
He's nobody.
But he's talking about Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie's my buddy.
Hey, I love Charlie.
Yeah.
I've seen him 3 times in concert. Have you ever seen him in concert?
Oh, I've seen him several times in concert.
And, oh, okay. I ain't seen him but 3 times.
And spent you know.
The last time I saw him was in Montgomery in October.
I've never seen him, but I have seen Styx.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was going to go to the one in October, and I can't remember why I did not go. There was some reason I did not get to go to that concert because I'd not
Where
seen
Where were through. You? You weren't in Montgomery then.
Maybe I was out of town. You're right. I think I might have been out of town for some reason when he was here because I really did want to go see Charlie. It's been a while since I've talked to him, and I wanted to get down and try to catch up with him.
You know, they do remember you. It's amazing. Mike Love from the Beach Boys. I actually emceed several shows with them in Fort Lauderdale. First one was in 1980, and I think it was 4 or 5 years later. They were back, and I was hired to emcee the event, and he came up to me and says, "Hey, Greg, how you doing?" That blew me away.
Well, I remember Lionel Richie when he was at his peak.
Right.
And he was in Auburn doing a concert. Pointer Sisters opened for him, and he was the main act.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and so I had met Lionel. You know, Lionel, they used to come by the radio station.
Yeah, man, you met some good people.
Well, some great folks, and they'd just come by the radio station and hang out with us when they lived in Tuskegee. But he and I actually did a telephone together one time.
Wow.
And but anyway, I'm at the back of the crowd, and I told my daughter, I said, you know, I've met Lionel. We've, you know, talked to him a few times, and
that's,
you
know, cool.
That didn't mean much to her. She thought I was just telling a story until Lionel looked at me. Larry, come up here. What are you doing back? You know, and so, you know, and of course I got to walk up and we talked. But he was so nice that he was one of the nicest guys I've ever met. I mean,
how does that happen, sir?
No,
what's that? You come up with people like that.
Well, having been in broadcasting, you know, like Greg, you know, we went to a lot of concerts, and I went to radio conventions.
You met a bunch of good people.
Well, back in the day of radio conventions, they would bring in these artists to sort of, you know, just be out there for radio people to talk to and get to. They bring them by radio stations. I mean, back in the day, of course, my Captain Tennille story is the one that kills me, is, you know, they showed up in the office, and I was in my office, and the secretary said, we have two people out here. They have a record they want you to play. And I walked out, and they introduced themselves. I had no clue who they were.
Who were they?
Well, I took the record and put it on. I talked to them about a minute and gave them the fast shuffle, because I got that stuff all the time.
Sure.
And I went back to my office, put the record on my turntable. Love Will Keep Us Together, Captain and Tennille.
Yeah.
And fortunately for me, My blowing them off, I got to speak to them and see them after that on other occasions.
Well, who was it?
It was Captain and Tennille.
Okay. Ain't that awesome, man? That is good for you.
Yeah, so, you know, and of course, I had no, at that time, I mean, that was their very first song. She mentioned, she says, I grew up in Montgomery. My folks had a furniture store here, you know.
Yeah, Tennille, I think.
Tennille. They pronounced it Tennille, and she changed it to Tennille.
Tennille.
Yeah.
You know what we could do? Because it's one of those things that's gone but not forgotten. And we haven't done one of those shows in a long time where people call up about a place that's no longer here, but they remember very fondly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Could be a restaurant, could be a nightclub, whatever, bar. Business that used to be here that no longer is. That would be,
somebody had put on Facebook. I saw, you know, what restaurant.
But hey, sir, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I get off the phone.
Go ahead.
All right. Go, Charlie. He's a true American. Never forget that.
He is.
We weren't.
I would like to meet you one day. I met Greg, and Greg.
I'm not that excited.
Godspeed to you, my man.
All right.
Thank you, Clint.
Thanks,
good talking
Clint.
To you, Clint. But, Wolfman Jack did the show with me.
Oh, I got to.
Oh, man, it was great.
Did I tell you about
Wolfman?
My lame-ass Wolfman Jack story?
No.
Should I? Maybe later.
Well, he was sitting there. Maybe, I don't know if I've told you the story, but it was right after American Graffiti, so I'm playing some of the stuff from American Graffiti, and he looked at me and said, man, quit this. Let's play some disco. He didn't care about all that music, but he was so associated with it from American Graffiti. But
I just told the Wolfman story not long ago, right? A week or two ago.
Oh, it's been longer than a week.
Is it as funny as your Dolly Parton story?
Well, it's not really all that funny. There's the president giving the Medal of Freedom and coronavirus to somebody.
Yeah.
Without the media will be accusing him of exposing people. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's one of those thing kind of stories, and it doesn't take that long. I'll tell it later in the hour.
Okay.
In the meantime, if you do have something you would like to remember in a gone, forgotten kind of way, let us know at 272-9228. At 410, when you need, if you got a business or a home or property that you want secured and you want to do with a do business with a local company, Applied Security is the company to reach out to. Mark and Vicky are approaching four complete decades of service, and they have stayed in touch with the technologies and changed with the advancements. And they've been securing us here at Blue Water for 15 years, but they've been doing homes and businesses all over the area, and it's much better for you as a client to have a company that's here instead of who knows where the 800 number goes to if you have to call them for some particular reason. Their number is 279-8338. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. They can also help you with fire protection, cameras, whatever it is you need. Protect your home, business, or property. Trust Applied Security to do the job. They've been phenomenal for us. And they are the sponsor of our Rocket Scientist of the Day feature. I had that story somewhere from this morning. I'll have to, you remember who it was? It was somebody that did something. It was the lady. Sometimes we give the rocket scientist out and it's we have had audio this morning.
Is it the lady who wanted a refund from
at the
Burger
drive-thru?
King?
I heard that
at the Burger King.
Yeah,
the place is on fire.
It's on fire. Her.
Unbelievable.
But she wants her refund. Here she is. Would you like to know who she's going to vote for?
No.
I didn't think so. Yeah, that was early this morning. But amazingly, I was able to recall that. Isn't that great?
Yes.
That's a good sign.
Yes. Good sign.
Call 279-8338, Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit number 276. 272-9228, if you've got a place that you would like to remember, gone but not forgotten. Take our mind off the news and get away from the coronavirus and all the rest of the crap that goes with it for just a little bit. Larry Stevens is here for crying out loud.
Listen, there have been a ton of things. I've been here 50 years, and a lot of things have come and gone that, you know, when I first came here. There was a place called Cowboys on top of the Holiday Inn on the Atlanta Highway down there. Remember Cowboys right next to Crampton Bowl? That was the place for people to go party up there. And
I brought my curse with me from South Florida. The first week I was here, because I remember reading it in the advertiser, Sahara?
Sahara Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if people who miss the Sahara Restaurant, it was a half a block away from the radio station when I was on Norman Bridge Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I found excuses to go down there because we had a charge account there at the radio station.
Ah, nice.
So I found reasons to go down there and have lunch. We had to have lunch meetings. So I'd take my disc jockeys. But you could see the governor would be there. I mean, George Wallace was there. All these people from down on Capitol, you know, senators and
I have driven past that building. It's still standing, right?
It was an incredible place to go eat. It was unbelievable.
Of course, when I first got here, I was doing fast food only. Sorry. I couldn't even ask for a free meal from Baumhauer's. At that point, I was still building, but I remember reading about that the first week I was in town.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Larry, in six more weeks will be 15 years.
Wow.
I'm here 15 years. Of course, look at me. I'm talking about
35 years. More and you've got my time in.
That's what I was going to say. Let's say hello to SR.
Oh, enjoying the show. Always enjoy hearing you, Greg. And Larry, I've been listening to you since 1972.
Oh, that's a long time.
Wow.
I think that's about how long ago it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, I was here.
But I can hear you clear your throat. That's Larry Stevens right there.
You remember when we used to get people the bird on the morning show? I don't know if you were around.
Oh, yeah.
I had Irving the rooster, and people would call up, and they'd want me to give the, you know, the bird to peel and say,
yep.
You know, and the third grade class over at Lee, the third period class over at Lee High School wants to give the bird to their math teacher. You know,
that was more fun.
And so then I'd hit the rooster. You know, it was a rooster crunch. So I was giving people the bird in the morning, but and then I had the
troll. That was great stuff. That's what we did. We did not have the internet feeding us 60 pages of stuff, and
that's right.
You had to make it. I mean, when you went on the radio, it was up to you to have fun and make people laugh and have a good time.
Yep. And Irving Loblolly.
This is Irving Loblolly and Spurts. And you know, it was funny during football season. Irving would go. He would go to different stadiums, like if Auburn was playing somewhere in Alabama, and he was always at the wrong stadium, and they'd kick him out. You know, here I am, and you know, and this guy, he was brilliant. He did all these. He did John Wayne.
Wow.
He could do Bear Bryant. In fact, one day I was listening. We actually had a sports guy. That's back on radio stations, hey. And he started doing. It was a little 5-minute sports thing in the afternoon, and he was using a cut from Bear Bryant.
Oh.
And when I heard it start, I thought, well, what's Loblolly? What's Jack? His real name was Jack. Jack Voorhees. What's Jack doing this in the afternoon for? You know, because he sounded so much like, he could sound just like Bear Bryant.
Wow.
And yep, the funniest thing I ever saw him do is he did two voices one time in the studio, and they got in a fight. No, there's three. There was three of his characters.
Wow.
It could have been Lob Lolly. I don't remember. It could have been John Wayne, and I don't know. But he did three characters, and two of them threw one of them out of the studio. And you would swear there was three people.
You got to have three brain hemispheres. Yep.
And
I'm
watching him. I'm on the floor. I could not handle it. It was the funniest thing, but...
It did. It sounded like there was three people screaming at each other and arguing, and I can remember that. That was so funny.
Yeah, that was fun.
That
fun
was
time.
So funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. It's still good times. You just got to look for it.
Well, you got Greg today. See, there's...
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But I always, when I think of good times in Montgomery, I think of T.P. Crockmeyer's.
Oh, yeah. What a great restaurant.
That was a great restaurant bar.
Somebody used to work with here.
Yeah. See, that's another
one. They had some great bands there, too. Telluride used to play there. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of really good bands back. And then, what's his name, that plays guitar, banjo, mandolin. He still plays locally with John Bull. I'm drawing a blank.
It's probably somebody I've had in the studio, remember, too.
Probably so. But T.P. Crockmeyer's and I'm having another scene. It was the Oyster Bar right there on the corner, Calmar and the Boulevard.
Igor's
was a blast.
Oyster Bar, yeah.
That was Igor.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde, and I'll take the one in the tailor.
Sorry, I had to cut the call to do that. I was not being rude, so please don't take that person in any way. Black Caesar.
What's up, gentlemen? What's happening? Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening?
Just hanging in. How about you?
Yeah.
Well, see how bored my life is. I remember the book that used to be right there by the radio station. Remember that, Mr. Stevens?
Yeah, right down the street on Norman Bridge Road. I remember that, yeah.
What was it called?
The book.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a yellow building, or am I thinking correctly?
It was a yellow building. I used to go in there and get all my...
Yeah.
Yeah, go in there and get all my comic books and...
Yeah.
This, that, another.
Oh, those newsstands were awesome.
Yeah, it was right
there. You probably...
What was the diner that was...
Waltz.
Waltz Breakfast.
Rich loved Waltz Breakfast.
I got my promotion at HHY when I was, when the guy left who hired me, and I got promoted to program director sitting in Waltz on a Sunday morning. Wow. So,
Mr. Stevens, you may not remember me, but I was a little skinny kid. Lived right down the street from the radio station. Thought I wanted to be in communications. I came down there to volunteer. You guys treated me like I was going to be in there and be the best thing going. I said, well, shoot. And I realized, I said, hey, this, it was a little tougher than I thought. I said, I ended up changing my major to something else. But when I came down there, you guys treated me like I was all right.
Well, we appreciated people who listened to us. If you're unkind to people, they remember that. And if you're kind, they remember.
Yes.
But if you're unkind, they're going to go tell 20 people how bad you were. But I always insisted on my folks, I said, these folks who support us, they listen to us. And, we need to treat them, special, because they are special to us.
And trust me, my mom would not listen to any other station. She'd be like, I'd be trying to change the station. She said, boy, I'm going to hear that crap. I'm going to listen to some music.
I'd be like, Caesar, thanks. I appreciate the call. We're really out of
time. Thanks, Caesar. I appreciate it, buddy.
And we do want to take more calls on this topic at 272-922. Let's say a quick hello to Gino.
Good afternoon, folks.
Hey.
Hey.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
I got a copy of some printed material. You're talking about the Southern Bridges Road. You remember that?
The song by the Eagles, yes. I remember, and I know Seven Bridges Road, which was Woodley Road.
Have you got that copy of it?
I do. I don't know if I have a copy of it. You're talking about some printed material?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember when we were playing the song, there was a lady who wrote a letter to me that was the most incredible letter of her memories of Seven Bridges Road and going down Seven Bridges Road. I recorded the thing and sent it to Casey Kasem.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
got a letter back saying, you need to read to be a substitute for Casey when he's not on American Top 40. And like an idiot, I didn't do it.
If I'd be glad to give you a copy. If you let me give you my phone number, you give me a call sometime.
Okay. Are you on Facebook?
No.
Okay.
It puts you on hold.
Yeah, but put you on hold. I don't want you to have to put your phone number on the air, but we'll get it for me.
All right, we got to get to a break here real quick. We got Rich's updated forecast, your local news. Winter will take us down the highways, and in fact, we're going to start with him and then be back. It's 421.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, all in all, we are looking pretty good this afternoon. The Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is now reopened. You can go that way home if you live in Emerald Mountain. Around the boulevard, we've got moderate traffic, a little congestion at all of the major intersections. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but we got no issues anywhere. Everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. Atlanta Highway, a little congestion outbound at the lights. Taylor Road, congested at East Chase, and we're seeing a little outbound traffic on the 31s to Wetumpka and Prattville, and that's really about it. No new accidents in to us to tell you about at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenton State 334-420-4344 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeCroyer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeCroyer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylecroyer.com today. That's acbylecroyer.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
844-417.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This station presents
No!
Ben Affleck has a gorgeous new girlfriend.
No!
He's been rumored to be dating recent co-star and Cuban actor Ana de Armas.
Really?
And Ben Affleck is a mere 16 years older than his new squeeze.
Wow!
It's great to see a famous, rich, good-looking movie star like Ben Affleck finally find a date.
This has been
No! Really? Wow!
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Several local nonprofit organizations are getting a big boost thanks to the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and the Alabama National Fair. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery awarded $225,000 in grants to 22 nonprofits today. The organizations all focus on serving children in the river region. Plus, a Dallas County man is injured after his truck was hit by a suspect who was trying to elude Selma police. Ronald Wood of Beloit says another car came out of nowhere and hit his truck. It happened on the 400 block of Dallas Avenue. Wood was taken to the hospital to get checked out afterwards. Meanwhile, the suspect who was trying to outrun police was caught and arrested. And the motion to reconsider the sentence and amend the 14-year sentence for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith has been denied. Smith was sentenced to 14 years after being convicted of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very spring-like forecast will continue right on through the end of the week. In fact, scattered showers are certainly possible from time to time. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 76. Showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day right on through the end of the week. So Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 70s as the risk of showers continues, and maybe near 80 on Saturday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I can't get the gloves and the soap. Oh, my God.
That guy, his name is Vic D. Nibetto. Vic D. Nibetto. Something like that. About five syllables worth. And he's the same guy that did the hilarious bread and milk.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Which, for some reason, we need to rush out and get anytime there's the.
I'm just like, I have bread and milk. I don't know. Let me mention just briefly something going on in Wetumpka this Saturday.
That's right.
I want to mention it before the time got away from us. It's called Touch a Truck, and as I mentioned, you know, I love Montgomery. Montgomery as a city has always been so good to me, and people embraced me. But a few years ago when we were looking for a home and not wanting to leave Montgomery, we happened to find one up near Wetumpka and loved it. You know, it just fit what we needed. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I moved my office up there because it's like 6 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. And my business has gotten to the point that we don't get a lot of foot traffic anymore just because of technology and things. So
yeah.
I just need a place to go work, so I'm not chasing squirrels at the house. I could do the same thing at the house, but nonetheless. getting up there, you know, in that community, and it's really a cool place, the downtown.
Happening.
But they're doing a thing called Touch a Truck this Saturday. If you got kids, they're going to have like fire engines, and they're going to have ambulances, and they're going to have different police vehicles, and big earth moving equipment, and just like a cab of an 18 wheeler, the truck, you know, and just all over the downtown area, and kids can get in them and check them out, and they're going to have people there who will talk with the kids. You know, I've always been fascinated by the 18-wheeler cabs. You know, the slave. I always thought that'd be cool, and I've never been in one, so I'm going to go and crawl through it myself. But
I've never done that myself.
Bring the kids. It's Saturday from 9 till noon. There's a fun run that starts that morning. I don't know what's fun about running, but it is a half mile. And so if you want to join that, just check out Main Street. Wetumpka's got information on Facebook. I'm sure the chamber up there has got information about it, too. But that's Saturday morning. It doesn't cost anything. It's just bring kids by Saturday. I'll be wandering around up there somewhere, probably. So
that's cool. You know, and in my opinion, and I've said this many times on the air, the most underappreciated people in America are the truckers. Now, there's a few that may frighten us on the road or do something that, you know, we consider dangerous, but you may remember in the late 60s when Jimmy Hoffa was running the Teamsters, they had a trucker's strike, and it was bread and milk.
And we don't know, I mean, really, if you think without the truckers, what we would not have, what they do all the time. And, of course, they're out there on the road, and like you, maybe some of them can be reckless, but then again,
sure,
everybody's reckless at some point. You know, it bothers me when Alexander Shannara gets on there, this 80,000-pound monster's coming down. Well, those aren't all 80,000-pound monsters. They're people who have families and homes and trying to make a living, and they're away from home sometimes days on end, traveling. But if it was not for them, think of the things we would not have.
You know, this is what the pro-socialists don't understand. In Venezuela, you wait for bread. In America, bread waits for you. Everything is there. Everything waits
for you. Well, didn't Bernie talk about how great the bread lines
Yes.
When he was in Russia.
And
oh, they're great.
Yesterday, refused to apologize for praising Fidel Castro, which is why his numbers in Florida are like 10% and plummeting. He is a no kidding. And this is what I don't understand. What is wrong with the people of Vermont? Is it too cold there? Do their brains freeze? Why would they keep electing this coot as their senator when he's advocating? I mean, Vermont would be a hellhole under communist rule with rationed heat and energy and people that can't wait to vote.
And I think the bandage has been ripped off what's going on in China with this coronavirus. It's not a great place.
No.
You know, it's a communist country, and people are not. It's not a great place to live. They don't have the infrastructure. The sanitation's horrible. I mean, it's something I don't want to see us go to.
Before we went into break, you were looking at something that was praising Joe Biden, because even though he was once good buddies with former Klan Grand Dragon Robert Byrd, a senator, the Democratic senator from, was it West Virginia?
Yeah, Byrd.
For many, many years. And the rationale is, well, but Joe learned from that, and he's grown, and Trump hasn't?
Well, and anybody on the conservative side, if there's anything in their past, they're automatically disqualified. There's no, well, they've learned from that. You know, what a lot of people don't understand, the Voting Rights Act was passed by the Republicans.
Yes, it was.
I mean, they were the ones who were behind it and got that through.
Every single civil rights act that's been passed since the end of the Civil War was done with Republicans. And the big one in 65 was largely pushed through by Senator Everett Dirksen of Illinois. He was the guy that put that over the top. It wasn't the Democrats. Trump twice has won the Rosa Parks Award. When he was in the private sector and he was diligently hiring from all sectors of society, they rewarded him for that. But as soon as he put an R next to his name, now he's, you know, the big racist, and people are tired of it. You know, we have been around a while. We have seen a lot of changes over time. But for some politicians, they're still going by a 1955 calendar.
Well, again, they set out as a party to, to try to pull in the African-American vote. And they began to, you know, to work toward that, even though the end result, I don't think, was the greatest thing for anybody.
No.
African-Americans or anybody else.
How's that war on poverty going?
Yeah.
We got less of it or more of it today? Seems like we have more.
Well, I don't see that. And again, we've talked about the places that are controlled by the Democrats. And those are, like you say, hell holes.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
And, of course, when Trump, who's, you know, he's been honest. And he specifically referencing Baltimore, which, again, leads New York City in the number of murders. It's got a fraction of the population, but is number one in murders. And the guy that just died from that district, the congressman, been there for like 40 terms. Nothing changed.
Elijah Cummings?
Yes. The district he represented never got any better. He did. Personally, he did very well for himself. And that's going to be the ultimate thing and it's going to be up to us. I don't foresee Congress putting an amendment out for it, because we pass it in a heartbeat, for term limits.
Mm-mm.
But
when you're voting, when the people who are going to be affected by term limits are voting on term limits, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
They've gotten too rich. They've gotten too powerful. And they'd have to give that up. I remember Paul Beckman, and you know, he ran for the House of Representatives, and we helped him with his campaign back in the day, our company, and he said, I'm only going to run two terms. It'll be a promise I make. If I win this one, I'll run one more term, and I won't run again in the House of Representatives. And he did. He did two terms. He said, I believe in term limits, and I'm term limiting myself. Now, he did toy with some other races, not in the House of Representatives. I have no problem with that, but he actually pulled himself out of the House of, instead of being down there like the guy that he actually won the job from for 16 years, he did two terms and was gone. You know,
We need more. And if you missed it earlier, our friend David Blackman was on the air, but before he came on the air with us, he has access to some pretty reliable polling data. And as of right now, there's two polls, both of which have Tuberville. One has Tuberville 12 points ahead of Jeff Sessions.
Were you talking earlier about the television commercial that's now running that Sessions...
About Tommy is a Florida guy.
Yeah, and using that... There's more to that. I have not really researched that, but it bothers me every time I see it.
Yeah, well, I put it on Facebook and said, if you were a political strategist, how would you evaluate this ad? I didn't take a position. There wasn't a single positive comment on it. And it just tells me that they're really out of touch with the passion and what people are really thinking and saying to each other when it comes to politics and the State of the Union. I thought whoever told Jeff Sessions that he could waltz back into his seat gave him really bad advice. I don't think he's going to get it.
I don't either. I mean, from listening to this station and hearing the people who are calling in, and just from people I know, I think Jeff really hurt himself when he was Attorney General. And
he did.
So most people are having a hard time, and I think he'll have. I just don't think it's going to be a real close race.
See, we believe in Donald Trump. He is the most popular politician in Alabama. And he has made promises and delivered on them. This is what nobody ever gives him any credit for doing. He's cut taxes, cut regulations, gotten the economy booming. And, yeah, we've had this crazy up and down. Of course, they're blaming him for it. They're blaming him for he hasn't cured the coronavirus in 10 days and all these other imaginary things. By the way, a friend of mine took a picture of something posted at their doctor's office on the corona, and it lists the previous viruses, and every election year has a disease. SARS was 2004, avian flu was 2008, swine 2010, MERS in 2012, Ebola 2014. Remember that? That was a big...
Oh, we were all going to die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zika in 2016, Ebola came back in 2018. This year we have Corona. It says Corona has a contagion factor of 2. SARS was 4. Measles is 18, which is highly contagious. Coronavirus has a cure rate of 99.7% for those under 50. This is a viral pneumonia being hyped as the Black Plague before an election in a doctor's office. Facebook prohibited her from posting it. They want to fact check it. Because we all trust Mark Zuckerberg, don't we?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. All right. Trump is on TV now. Corona outbreak. Stay calm. It will go away. Just like the ones we just listed. Came and went. 4:39.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, a little after the 4:30 mark, and we're looking pretty good out there. We've got some congestion on the Boulevard, East South Boulevard and East Boulevard. A little bit of congestion on the Wetumpka Highway at Redland Road, Jasmine Hill. We're busy on the 31 to Prattville, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We've got moderate to heavy traffic at times, but everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. A little congestion at the East Chase I-85 intersection. Other than that, everything's looking good. No new accidents in to us to pass along to you. And this, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge has reopened this afternoon. If you're going to Emerald Mountain, you can use that route. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street at I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Bill.com or like us on Facebook.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The motion to reconsider the sentence and amend the 14-year sentence for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith has been denied. Smith was sentenced to 14 years after being convicted of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. Plus, a Dallas County man is injured after his truck was hit by a suspect who was trying to elude Selma police. Ronald Witt of Beloit says another car came out of nowhere and hit his truck. It happened on the 400 block of Dallas Avenue. Witt was taken to the hospital to get checked out. Meanwhile, the suspect who was trying to outrun police was caught and arrested. And several local nonprofit organizations are getting a big boost today thanks to the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and the Alabama National Fair. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery awarded $225,000 in grants to 22 nonprofits today. The organizations all focus on serving children in the River region. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very spring-like forecast will continue right on through the end of the week. In fact, scattered showers are certainly possible from time to time. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 76. Showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day right on through the end of the week. So Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 70s as the risk of showers continues, and maybe near 80 on Saturday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, with coronavirus tips, here's Neil Diamond.
Wash your hands. Keep washing your hands. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Don't touch me. I won't touch you.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Happy Hour. Greg Goodell with Larry Stevens. I don't know if anybody said anything to you, but I'm going to admit it.
What's that?
The other day, I must have been distracted. I had a senior moment. I referred to you as Larry King.
Me?
Yeah.
On the not while I was here.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was in
you
passing.
You were thinking of King Larry is the problem.
That's what I meant.
You just got it backwards.
When
that's
he was right. Talking
that was
about.
Funny. Yeah.
Talking about
Larry King.
Having talked with you. I was talking with Larry King. Really?
Larry the King.
Yeah.
You know. That's the wasn't just very very pronounced, but all across the river region. No matter where people are, because when you're on the radio, they can listen to you in their car while they're on their toilet or sleeping in bed or even making love, they said.
That is great radio.
Yeah.
All right. For some reason, everybody wants to talk to us.
We say something wrong.
We must have. Oh. Kent.
Yes. Larry.
Yes.
Greg.
Yes.
You all have a great radio station right there in Montgomery and everything. And I've always listened to Larry Stevens down through the years and still enjoy listening to him every time he comes in the air and everything. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like that radio ever return back to the way it used to be, where they used to have an open door policy, you know, where people could come in and hand their announcement, the dedications and requests, like what they used to do out at the old Big Bam and all of that?
You know, I don't know that it ever will unless the big corporations get out of it and it gets back to being local.
I think our country station does it on Saturday night.
They very well could, but I don't know that that's going to. I would love to see it come back. I don't know that it ever will. You know, talk radio has filled a great void. I was telling Rosie during a break, and I think Greg had stepped out, that talk radio sort of fill that void of what radio used to be. People can call, they can have input, and we were like that 24/7.
Yeah.
You could, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you could call the radio station, you could request songs.
Mm-hmm. I would describe what we do here as music radio without the music.
Without the music, yeah. The way it used to be.
Yeah.
But, until the corporations, and I'm not coming down on local people who work for big corporations because they have a job and they have to work. But and if they would turn them loose, I'm sure that they could do some great things. But they just they put them under this restraint, and they have a box that you have to fit into if you're a country station or a top 40 station or whatever they call it these days. You know, you have to be this way, whether you're in Bismarck, North Dakota, or Montgomery, Alabama.
Right.
And we were all individual. You know, I love traveling and listening to all the radio stations as I travel. I travel today. Do you know what I listen to?
What oldies?
Usually some playlist on my phone.
Yeah.
Or we have one car that we travel in. We have satellite, and I will listen to different things on satellite. I get, you know, in the mood for 60s, so I'll turn the 60s channel on for a while. I can only take it so long, and then I remember why I was sick of them after a while because I play them so much.
I remember you being on Q 104.3, and that was a good station.
Yeah, in fact, I think he's listening right now, Rusty. And we sort of reassembled our old morning show back on Cool 104 for about 2 years. It was what we had done for years when we were together. But I don't know that it'll ever change. I can tell you that I do have a friend that runs a station up in Bristol. I think I've mentioned him before, and it is locally owned. It's a mom and pop company.
Yeah.
And they do things like they've always done it. And guess what? He blows the market away.
I wish
his share of the market is like shares used to be.
I wish that and maybe this is because things always tend to go full circle. Thank you for the call, by the way, Kent. That these big conglomerates that thought they were going to make a killing by buying up stations and not caring about local or developing talent will get out of it, and we will see
it's not worked.
The return of pop mom and pop radio.
Yeah,
Kevin.
The phone.
Hey, I got a comment.
Yes, Kevin.
my boy broke my chainsaw.
Uh-huh. Okay. Remember that guy?
I got a comment.
But Larry, you know me. I used to do your shredding and your storage for you when I worked at Admiral.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, listen. I found a couple of books over at my mother's house, and they're called Remember When.
Sing it. I'll ask him.
When, by a guy named Tom Connor. Bye-bye. And what it is, this guy used to have these, he used to put these little articles in the Advertiser back when it was a good paper.
Uh-huh.
And it just tells, like, old stories about, like, you know, just all kinds of different things. And then if you could, you might want to just, like, order it on Amazon or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think I remember the guy you're talking about, too. Yeah.
And it had, like, a little thing on there.
Yeah.
But,
there's a lot of great stuff that Montgomery had over the years, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen, you say you got XM on your in one of your vehicles?
Yeah, the one we travel in. I don't keep it on my vehicle I use here in town. We don't normally travel in it. And because I listen to talk radio anyway when I'm here. And I will when I travel sometimes. Like when I'm in Atlanta, I'll flip on WSB, which is a great talk station there. I'll listen to them. I have a friend up in the Carolinas that I worked with years and years ago. He's sort of the Greg Budell of that area.
We don't know what that
means.
But
he's an old, you know, rock and roll radio announcer. And I'll listen to him when I'm in the area. So I do listen to some talk radio as I travel, but it's not like it used to be.
Kevin, I'm out of time. Got to run. Appreciate it. Crawdad and Larry, hang in. We got to go to Fox Business here in a moment. About to post something on Facebook. Quote from Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, good.
Civilization as we know it is at stake in this 2020 election.
Is it?
They're crapping in the streets of San Francisco. That's civilization. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and doorbusters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks bouncing back and reclaiming a chunk of the ground they lost during yesterday's stunning sell-off. Financial stimulus to counter the potential economic impact of the coronavirus was credited with helping boost the market today, with the Dow rising 1,167 points, the Nasdaq up 394, S&P 500 up 136. And Amazon shares closing up 5%. The e-commerce giant has outperformed the market in recent days as coronavirus fears are making online shopping more appealing for those worried about contracting the virus at brick-and-mortar stores. And McDonald's family of Big Mac sandwiches is expanding with two new additions. Starting on Thursday, the fast food giant is adding a Little Mac and a Double Big Mac to its lineup for a limited time. They are smaller and larger, respectively, versions of its Big Mac hamburger. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
By the thing. By the way, the person that introduced Joe at a rally, apparently what Joe has is contagious, introduced him as our next vice president.
Oh, okay.
So that's how that works. Larry.
Hey, how we doing today?
Good. We're kind of tight for time. What's on your mind?
I just got a couple questions. Barry Stevens, did he ever work with WHHY?
25 years.
Yeah. You went with 1440?
Yes, 1969 was when I came.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was Chris back then?
Who was what now?
Who was Chris?
Well, there was a Chris O'Kelly. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, he had his own hour show, right?
Yeah, he was a midday guy. Probably one of the best talents I ever worked with in my life. He was incredible. In fact, he went on and programmed a station in Atlanta to the highest numbers they ever had, and probably some of the highest numbers Atlanta ever saw in a radio station. But very talented guy, Chris O'Kelly. I was telling Rosie, I said he was my program director. He was the one. I was the guy running the program. But he was the one that was keeping me in line.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I'm sorry, we're just tight for time. Crawdad.
Larry, would you say a couple of things about Robert Charles before you go, please?
Yeah, well, Robert was a newsman there, and people still remember. This is amazing.
I know of him.
This is amazing. The guy has been dead for years. Mm-hmm. He has been off the air probably, since sometime in the 80s, maybe. And people still remember this guy. He left such a foot. He could get on the air and move more people to do more. He sounded like Paul Harvey.
Wow.
Yep.
But he was a character.
And he quoted from Omar Khayyam.
The moving finger writes and the having writ moves on.
Yes. Wow.
And we would go out and be in front of crowds, and he would have to do that, and they would applaud. And, wow. And I mean, the guy was just he was a star. Of course, he would go to his best days is when he spent the night at the bar and came in, and he'd had a little bit, and he was on his game in those days.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, good talking with you.
Crawdad, T-Spear.
And I tell you what, we're lucky to have Larry here for a little while, but my message is mainly to you, Greg. Please travel carefully.
I will.
Back home to us. And tell that girl of yours how much we love her.
I will do that. Absolutely. Thank you, T-Spear.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, this is... everything is set. I'm finally starting to... The car's packed. Everything is ready.
Tell Goose happy birthday for us.
Yeah,
now, she's turning 30, right?
Yes.
And I told you that I just celebrated with my daughter, who just turned 50. And never thought I'd have a 50-year-old.
Oh!
she was our first child.
Well, now, the big news on this one is she told me five or six... I don't bug her about her personal life. I love it when she shares stuff she's doing at work, because in that regard, she's kind of a chip off the old block. She's an idea person. And she mentioned that she's been dating a guy, and it started to get serious. I don't know that means marriage, but I'm glad that she, after going through all that pain...
Has somebody in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will get the scoop on him when I get down there. So there's a little of suspense attached to this drive. Just treat her right. That's, that's all I'm hoping. 4:59, we'll hit the traffic dungeon here in just a second. Do you have to go now?
I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'll leave it with you.
Larry, you just bring out so many great memories and people every time you're on the air with us. I really appreciate
it. Well, it's been a great 50-plus years.
And it's flattering as hell to me that you joined this show.
I tell you.